Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Jong Snow with a zero, not a no. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday, which makes it a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So what are the odds that we hit on baseball, football, basketball, snakes, and general media stuff
in
the
all
first
of
hour?
It.
Yeah, all available at podcastarena.com.
I also had a coughing fit during a live read.
That's always fun.
Yeah, it hit me about halfway through, and I was like, oh boy, it's coming. And then I paused to cough, but it never got right. So I finished the live read with like the kind of the weird almost coughing.
Yeah.
Not good.
Mm.
Yep.
And we talked Joey Bosa. So there you go. So we got a lot more to get to. There's a lot of football stuff. And some of it are the kind of things that we can some of this stuff is coming in. I can't really do that. Joel wants to know, what are the odds the snake was out in a porn video and the video will be shown to Glenn Davis live on air? I'm not showing Glenn that snake video. That's not happening. 713-780-3776.
Josh says, I would think the U would be one of the schools to probably go or possibly go for Bryles. They just got a new coach. They're happy with who they got.
Yeah.
I
at least they will be for 2 years.
Yeah.
That's kind of their limit on things. But I think they got a hell of a coach. We'll just see if he can win there.
For everybody who'd asked yesterday about my shirts and for people who have asked about my tickets to my fight, I tweeted out the link just now. So they are up and available both. I have kind of limited amounts of both of those things. So I greatly underestimated how many shirts I needed to make. But by the time that I got feedback on it, it was kind of too late. But the link is up on my Twitter, so if you want those, there you go.
All right. You want to do a little college football?
I'd love to. I love college football.
This is something, and I bet you've been to almost all these stadiums, so we'll see. USA Today ranked all 14 of the SEC stadiums.
Oh, I've hardly been to any of these stadiums.
I know you've been to Vanderbilt.
That might be the only one.
Well, you've been to College Station.
Oh, yeah, I've been to Kyle Field.
You've been to Knoxville.
I have.
So that's enough. You're
that's
close.
Three.
That's three.
That's it. That's it, though. I haven't been to Kentucky.
Well,
I thought about
you've
it.
You've been to Missouri.
No. Oh, yeah, I have been to Missouri. Yeah. Not since they've been in the SEC, but yeah.
Still. That's all right. So here you go. Number 14 on the list. Shocker.
Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
I'll give credit to Vanderbilt because it's a different scene. It doesn't feel like you're at a major college football game, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's an intimate feel. It's like watching a college football game at a big high school stadium.
Yeah, it only seats 40,000, but they do have a good tailgate scene. There is that. Number 13, Kentucky.
Never been.
It's okay. I mean, it's 67,000 people, but it's a basketball school, so it's always going to be. This one, I don't know if it's because of the cowbells.
No.
Mississippi State. Yeah. I actually think that's kind of a cool place to watch a game.
They've dumped a bunch of money into that thing, right?
Yeah, but they're number 12 on the list. Behind Missouri, of all people. So.
That's not a.
They've upgraded their stadium probably since you've been there, but it's still.
Yeah, that's not a great, it wasn't a great place to me, but it's fine.
Number 10, South Carolina, which I think I have not, that's one of the few I haven't been to.
Never been, yeah. And good luck now getting people in there. Will Muschamp's going to burn that thing to the ground.
God, they're going to be so bad. Number 9, Arkansas.
Who, they only play half their games there anyway.
They're also doing a huge renovation.
Yeah, they play in Fayetteville and they play in Little Rock. They're all over the place with that thing. They don't have like a real home field advantage, I don't think.
At number 8 on
the
list.
Which, by the way, that's another one of the stadiums that I've been to.
Ole Miss?
No, Arkansas.
Okay, Ole Miss is number 8 on the list.
That's one of the places I'd like to go watch a game there.
Number 7, Jordan-Hare in Auburn. That's a pretty cool place to watch a game.
Never been.
Number 6, this place is in my top 5 anywhere, is Tennessee.
Oh, I'm surprised they have it so low.
Yeah, it's that's a great place to watch a football game. Now, when I was there, that was when Tennessee was good.
Yeah.
Number 5, the Swamp, Florida.
Ooh.
I'd have Tennessee ahead of them.
Okay.
Number 4, the Georgia Bulldogs.
All right.
Between the Hedges. I would also have Tennessee ahead of that, but I think that's about right for them. Number 3, Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Alabama.
And that leaves two schools. Two schools in closest proximity
to
the city of Houston.
Aggie and LSU, huh?
And they have LSU 1 and Aggie 2.
What?
Yes.
Aggie won't stand for that.
Still, though, that's a pretty good ranking there for them.
That is pretty good.
Anyway, that was that's from USA Today. So if you have a beef with them, take it up with USA Today.
I don't like that Kyle Field sways when the games are going on. I'm against that.
You should be in. Well, you haven't been to Baton Rouge when it gets loud at night. I mean that place rocks too.
That's a place I would like to go probably more than any.
Yeah, that's a great. I mean that's a great experience if you've never done it.
What are they taking into account in these rankings? Are they taking, like...
They have, capacity is part of it.
Okay.
Atmosphere, design, history, and then the city itself. To be fair...
Where does Texas A&M rank on city?
They get 3 little dominoes.
Out of how many possible dominoes?
10 possible dominoes.
Is it the worst city in the SEC?
No, are you kidding me?
I think, for a ranking system, it might be.
I don't know. I've been to a lot of places. Starkville, Mississippi.
That's the one. That's the other one that I would think maybe down there. But
it also got a 3.
What other city is worse than College Station in that group?
Now that I think about it,
I mean maybe Fayetteville.
Well, they have Arkansas with like 8.
Shoot, that's a lot of dominoes, man.
Yeah. So
maybe maybe Auburn. Is that is that one low?
Auburn is a 4.
Okay,
that's about fair.
They're slightly above.
And Tuscaloosa's not that great either, but it's got 6 dominoes. Okay. But Aggies get 10, 10, and 9 on atmosphere, design, and history.
Okay.
Which is why they're number 2.
Yeah.
Now, Baton Rouge gets an 8, which I like Baton Rouge.
For the city of Baton Rouge?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's because it's close to New Orleans. I'll give it.
Nashville, easily the best city in the SEC.
I agree with that 100%. And the voters, I believe, did as well.
Okay.
They said, 10, a 10 for the city.
Okay.
3 for the history, 4 for design, yeah, 4
they've
for
They've got
atmosphere.
Nothing else going for them there. They're just in a cool spot.
Well, I'll tell you what, and maybe I'm a little biased here. I think Lexington is an awesome city. They only gave it 8. But
that's a cool spot.
Or 7. They only give it 7. I like Lexington a lot. You're telling me that Missouri's going to get a 10 and Lexington's getting a 7? Get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with that. But it's a pretty cool rating. Let's grab a phone call. Jose, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what up, guys?
Hey, sports.
What are the odds that Case Keenum starts the whole season and they go above 500? And happy Kobe Bryant Day.
What was the first part of his question?
What are the odds Case Keenum starts the whole season and they go above 500?
No. I'll go 10% he starts the whole season and 5% they go over 500.
Hmm.
That seems pretty unlikely to me.
Yeah. If he starts the whole season, then he's going to get hurt. He's not going to last the whole season.
Yeah.
But if he does, then he must be playing pretty well. which means they must be at least close to 500.
True.
So there is that. So if he does play the whole season, they probably do go 9-7. I just don't really see it. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody asked, what are the odds the NCAA puts a show cause on our brows like they did to Jim Tressel? They should.
Yeah.
This is, I don't know, the stadium isn't great, but Columbia, Missouri is pretty nice. I'll still take Lexington over Columbia any day of the week, but that's just me. My rating would have been a little different. Son of Picard says Baton Rouge was a cool city. Now it's underwater.
It's a low blow, sir.
Yeah.
It's a low blow.
Wait a minute. You're the one that was making a huge issue out of that.
Listen, I wasn't making a huge issue out of it. I told you, there's a bunch of places that are great to visit in Louisiana. Just none that I would live in. That's all. I visit Louisiana all the time.
So this is what he says.
Just won't live there.
Jeff Fisher, 7-9 is a great season for him.
That's true.
There is that. That's pretty much.
I'm not here to go 7-9. Well,
again.
Yeah, but then he's like, I'm not here to go 9-7. And I'm like, bro, you don't realize 9-7, that'll buy you another year of salary. You might want to go for that.
I have some more college football if you want to do that next. I also have some pro football, so it's up to you. But we can go either direction. And I also have my favorite.
Do we have enough football to last us the whole day where we don't have to talk about anything else?
Unless we get another snake thing?
Probably not.
I think we do.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Rory McDonald, too, who has left the UFC for greener pastures, apparently, and we'll kind of discuss. This is starting to happen regularly. Guys who are going to Bellator because Bellator is willing to throw a bunch of money at him. Kind of wanted to discuss if that is good for the sport, bad for the sport, what it is. But I do think it's interesting because this is, I would say, probably the third top contending guy to leave after his contract in and just go to Bellator. And the other two have had success. So we'll talk about that as well.
Okay.
I want to tell you about DraftKings, though. Speaking of football, well, I could speak of football all day, but I can't wait for the season to start. Football's my passion. It's your passion. We all know all the players, all the teams. We know their strengths. We know their weaknesses. It's time to put that knowledge to the test. Play for your shot at the $1 million top prize at DraftKings.com. It's just part of the $5 million in total prizes they're doling out in this week one contest. DraftKings.com, the destination for one-week fantasy football. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. You play when you want with the players you want. Just pick your contest, draft your players, follow your team live. You can renew old rivalries by challenging friends and family in a private league to prove you're the greatest. Or you can join an existing league, go head-to-head with friends, coworkers, and fantasy players from around the country. Hurry to DraftKings.com right now to choose your players, and you could seriously cash in week one. Use promo code Houston, and you will play for free with your first deposit. That's playing for free to win a share of $5 million. What am I talking about, $1 million? But you could win up to $1 million, and you could play for free. That's promo code Houston to play for free. $5 million in total prizes in that week one contest. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. DraftKings.com.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, John, is there any chance that we could, in the next round of interns, just make sure that anybody we sign up can actually make coffee? It's not asking too much,
is
it?
Why? What happened?
Fred has to make his own coffee. What do you mean?
Well, and I don't know how to use those things in there, and I don't even try. So, no, I haven't had coffee since the show started.
It's throwing you off?
Yeah, and I actually brought a thing so I wouldn't have to go back and get it. I brought my own little coffee thing today. Nothing.
Yeah, and I stopped making it because I have this big, giant Yeti that I bring in,
yeah,
and I filled it to the top, when I leave home. It works much better with iced coffee, so I usually drink iced coffee, so I don't make that anymore.
Yeah, apparently nobody does.
Usually Esme is the one that back there making it.
She's got a bunch going on.
Yeah, she's always busy now, too. Oh, you guys work too damn hard. Talk about how hard Jong worked yesterday. She's always running around now. It's hard for me to even get in to talk to anybody these days.
It's difficult, Fred. Sorry.
Oh, well.
I feel really bad for you.
That's why I was late getting back. I was trying to talking to Brandon about some things for the website and some things I got coming and all that stuff. It's just hard to track people down these days. Either that or they're just all trying to avoid me, which I understand.
Yeah.
Couple phone calls on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Let's try LJ. What's up, LJ?
What's going on, guys?
Sports.
Awesome, man. Let me get a real question in for y'all so you can challenge y'all. DeAndre Hopkins needs 1,467 yards to reach 5,000 for his first four seasons. What are the odds that he accomplishes that with Brock Osweiler?
All right, I think he's – I'll give him a 20% chance. And the reason for that is I think from a production standpoint, I think his numbers go down a little bit this year because they should be able to run the ball more effectively.
Yeah.
They've got more running backs.
And there's more wide receivers to spread it around to.
Yeah, I think he's still going to have a good year. I'm thinking about somewhere in the 1250 range, maybe. Okay. I think he has a real good year, but I don't think he's going to have the kind of year.
You don't think he's going to have the year he had last year?
No, I don't, because I think they have more weapons. And while I like Osweiler better than those other quarterbacks, I still don't see him as a Julio Jones kind of guy who is...
Well, Julio Jones is a freak show.
Well, but if you look at his numbers are right in there with those guys, and I just don't think he's the same kind of player. And I think last year he had a great year, but I think they're more balanced this year. So I think he's... I'll drop that to 15%. How's that?
Okay.
Is that better? Let's try Angel or Angel. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
Sports.
I bet some money on this. What are the odds of the Cowboys winning more games than the Texans in regular season?
What are the odds the Cowboys win more games than the Texans?
Man,
in regular season, yeah.
You Cowboys and Texans fans with
you in your dong measuring
silliness, man.
I think they're very close. Honestly,
I do too. I think it's probably.
I think they're both 8-8, 9-7 type teams. I think the Cowboys have more upside if everything goes right.
If Romo's healthy and has a big year, yes.
I mean, but they're very similar, and they both play in really crappy divisions that are there for the taking. I'll go probably 55 Cowboys.
It's kind of where I was going to go. 55-45. So, basically what you could probably, pretty close to what you'd get in a casino.
Yeah.
It's pretty close to an even bet. If you can get somebody to give you odds on that. So, okay, this is what I would do. This is what I suggest to both Cowboy fan and Texan fan, because you guys are kind of silly about this whole non-rivalry that doesn't exist thing. Get your friends who are Cowboy fans, if you're going to make that bet, tell them, oh, well, you should be way better than us. You got to give me 3-1. And Texan, a Cowboy fan, do the same thing. Just, oh, no, you got to give me 3-1. And some of you guys are so delusional about both teams, you'll actually do it. And to me, that's great value on a bet like that. I'd even take 2-1. So there you go. That's my advice. Make sure you get odds on it. You wanted to talk a little Bellator here.
Yeah, you want to do that now? Or
yeah, let's do that now. And so Bellator's paying these guys more money than what they're making in the UFC?
Listen, this is a... It's a situation where, and Roy McDonald, who is a really good fighter and probably not, maybe could have been a champion one day, but at the end of the day, not a great pay-per-view draw. He is Canadian, which helps, because anytime you've got guys who are from another country, you can put a show there, put him on that show, and it works. That's value. But he's beat some good guys, including Tyron Woodley, who's the current 170-pound champion. So he's a very good fighter, very talented fighter. But the UFC decided, and the same way they decided with Benson Henderson and Phil Davis, who were also very good, borderline title contention type guys, they decided that they are not enough of a draw to warrant paying them what Bellator is willing to pay them. And I think it's probably the right move for both guys. Free agency is to me is good for MMA. It sucks to see Rory McDonald. We're not going to get to see him fight the best guys regularly anymore. That's a bummer. But I mean, and listen, I honestly watch way less Bellator now than I used to watch every MMA fight that came on. I watch a lot less now. I'll watch when Rory McDonald fights, but I don't watch every Bellator card like I used to. They have a very good 170-pound champion in Andrei Korshkov, and that fight intrigues me. But I don't blame the UFC because at the end of the day, you can't put Rory McDonald as a pay-per-view headliner and sell a bunch of fights. It just doesn't work. They've tested to see how much of a draw he is, and they have guys who run these metrics, and they decided that he is not he doesn't have that much value over whoever is going to be his replacement is the number three or four welterweight. So I don't blame them for letting him go. I don't blame Bellator for signing him because now he's arguably the biggest star Bellator has, or at least the best fighter, most accomplished fighter they have, maybe besides Benson Henderson. But for him, this is a short game, man. You don't have, you know, fighting doesn't let you go until you're 50 more often than not. You know, you've got to get money while you can, maximize your earning while you can. And if they're going to pay him more, I can't say that I blame him. It's you earn some paydays that give you a better life when you get out of there. And that's what Rory McDonald's trying to do.
Does Bellator have the same PED rules as the UFC?
Yes.
Yeah. And there's a lot of guys.
No, that's not necessarily true. Because they're not using USADA, so they don't have the same rules. So I shouldn't say that. No, they don't.
Schneid asked, what are the odds if teams started over from scratch that Watt would be a top 10 pick? Pool of current NFL players, I say top 30 maybe. I don't think he would be a top 10 pick because
everybody would take quarterbacks.
You would take quarterbacks first, and there's probably 10 quarterbacks.
But I think he's a top 20 pick.
Yeah, I think top 20. Maybe even top 15. I think that's about the range to me. 14 to 20, somewhere in there, depending on, because I think there's a couple receivers you would probably take.
Yeah, where's he rank amongst, I mean, you'd take Gronk.
Yeah, I think you'd take Gronk over him.
Yeah, non-quarterbacks.
It's not going to be.
I think J.J. Watt, Gronk, you know, it's a lot of defensive guys, but I think Antonio Brown and Julio Jones are kind of special players. But I think those Gronk, those two receivers, JJ, Aaron Donald, Von Miller, those are probably the guys that
Luke
are.
Luke Kuechly, I think, is probably Luke in the conversation.
Probably Patrick Peterson's coming close to that. I think Khalil Mack's in that conversation. But I think most of those guys are taken after quarterbacks.
I think you just reeled off. ESPN did a top 25. They released their top 25 players, regardless of position, and you reeled off a bunch of them on that top 25.
Okay.
Did you guys see that?
No.
All right.
When did they put out their list?
Today.
Was it an insider thing?
No, not an insider thing. Very small blurb, and they gave each player ratings, and it's on the Facebook page and on the Blitz Facebook page, and there's it's a heated debate.
But ranking the players is different. Than if
yes drafting
if you had to draft as a
and start a team
not yes, a not a yes. fantasy football team yes. but like a real life football team, because J.J. Watt may be the best defensive player in the league, that's not as valuable as the sixth best quarterback in the league.
No.
To me.
And he says Tyron Smith and Joe Thomas before Watt. Not for me.
Nope.
Not a chance. And frankly, left tackle, because the offenses have changed so much. There's not that many stud left tackles that I think. It's not like when you had Jonathan Ogden and Orlando Pace and those guys in the league. I can I could find a pretty damn good left tackle later on. So, no, he wouldn't. Those guys wouldn't even be in the conversation as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's take a quick break. A lot more to get to. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. The Renters Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds you could combine any two NFL rosters to make one title contending team? Less than 2% to me, because if you put the Browns and 49ers together, that's still a very bad football team.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure that's an 8-8 team. Especially if you take two teams that don't have a quarterback. Because that's what it all comes down to. And this whole thing about with where would you take JJ if you were starting a team now, you've also got to quantify, is this a one season deal?
No, I think you're talking about,
but if we're talking about right
all
now,
all the players are thrown into a bag and you are building your franchise going forward.
Then he might be higher than that, because he's still young enough that I think he's got years left. There's some quarterbacks that I might not take.
Would you not take Tom Brady?
Well, if we're talking about, he's about to be 38 years old, I might not take him in the top 10, no.
Okay.
Because,
I mean, I'm not arguing with you.
No, I that to me changes the dynamic. Drew Brees to me, you would take in the top 10 unless.
No, I wouldn't take Drew Brees in the top 10 anymore.
Well,
I think he's already shown signs of that slide.
And but that's my point. Now you've changed the whole dynamic on it.
Yeah.
Because if we're talking about going forward, I want a guy that's going to be there for 5-6 years at least.
Minimum.
And yeah, I might say top 15 then.
Okay.
Because that eliminates a couple of quarterbacks.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton, definitely.
Aaron Rodgers.
I know everybody hates Andrew Luck, but Andrew Luck would probably be my first choice because he's young.
He'd be mine too.
Although if he has another crap year, I might change that answer next year.
So Cam, Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I would take Russell Wilson.
You're probably passing on Carson Palmer, huh?
Passing on Carson Palmer, yeah.
What about Roethlisberger?
I still think just because he's such a big, tough SOB, I think he's got 4 to 5 years left.
Okay.
So if I'm getting 5 years of elite quarterback play versus 5 years of elite defensive line play, I'm taking Roethlisberger, yes.
Okay, so you'll take him. You taking Eli Manning?
Boy, he's so inconsistent.
But he's won 2 Super Bowls.
He has, but we're talking about going forward, not going back.
Yeah.
I think I might not. I think
okay.
That's one where I might go the other way.
You taking Matt Stafford?
No.
You taking, what about a guy like Derek Carr?
Probably not.
What about Joe Flacco?
The stage of his career, I'll take Flacco.
Matt Ryan?
No, I've seen enough Matt Ryan.
I'm running out of guys to give you.
That's the thing.
Jameis Winston?
No.
Okay. Mariota?
No.
I'm guessing no as well.
Not enough body of work. Again, completely different answer next year maybe.
Yeah. Andy Dalton?
No.
Mm.
No. Right. I'm not going to.
Okay.
And not just Watt. There's a few other. Like, am I taking Andy Dalton over Julio Jones?
No. What about Blake Bortles?
No, definitely not.
Kirk Cousins?
No.
I can't think of anybody else who's a reasonable.
See, I don't want those guys as my quarterbacks, period, so I'm not taking them over.
If you're not
else.
Taking Brady, Breeze, Carson Palmer types, or Eli Manning, that's 6 guys that we came up with.
Well, that,
so but, maybe he would be a top 10.
Well, I think, but you haven't mentioned the other positions that we all talked about, like Gronk. I think I'd probably take Gronk.
Okay, that's 7.
Do you guys want this list ESPN did?
I saw it on the website, and good job plugging the website there, John.
Oh, thank you.
That was well done. It's kind of, I don't really agree with it, but it's, you know, it's a good list. But I guess a lot would depend on, it's almost like a fantasy draft in that I'd have to look at what I thought I could get round two, round three, what positions I thought would get hammered first.
Right.
Because I might have to take Andy Dalton. Because, yeah, especially if all the quarterbacks are off the board.
Well, think about this. Let's say those quarterbacks that I mentioned go the first six. If you don't take Andy Dalton, you won't have a chance to pick a quarterback for another 32 picks. And then you might be stuck with a who knows what.
And I think I'll get Eli for four more years, so I think I probably have to take Eli too.
Did I ask you about Phillip Rivers?
No, you didn't ask about Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers, yay or nay?
What is he, 37 now?
Same draft class as Eli and Ben.
Yeah. For some reason, I trust that they'll play longer than him.
Okay.
But I probably have to, though.
He has 42 kids to support. He's got to keep playing. He's like Kurt Warner. He can't quit because he can't afford to not pay for those kids.
Yeah, the more I think about it is you almost have to take those guys from a strategic perspective because otherwise, you know, there's not 16 good quarterbacks in the NFL anyway. So the rest of those guys will be around when you pick it second time, but is that what you want? And suddenly you're the Texans.
Right.
Yeah, I'll revise that. I would take them over him.
Okay.
And Gronk and Julio Jones. Patrick Peterson's a guy that, especially as young as he is, and he's so good.
Well, that's what I say about Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
And he hasn't had a back surgery.
Yeah, there's that.
I'd take JJ before I took Von Miller.
I would do that.
Just because Von Miller's proven to be kind of a dummy.
Yeah, and no telling what's going to happen with
and
him.
And as good as Luke Kuechly is.
He gets hurt a lot.
Yeah, you've got to. I mean, I'd rather have a guy who's dedicated pass rusher. What about Antonio Brown?
See, I love Antonio Brown. Well, if I don't have a quarterback,
right?
it doesn't really matter to draft Antonio Brown, right?
Right.
So I have to take a quarterback. And certainly he's not going to be around when it comes back to me.
Nope. Yeah, that's an interesting hypothetical. Interesting question. Robert, what's up, Bobby?
What's going on, guys?
Sports, man.
What are the odds that Ezekiel Elliott becomes the second string running back behind Alfred Morris in his rookie season? And if you don't mind, a follow-up. What are the odds Ezekiel Elliott surpasses DeMarco Murray's 1,800-yard-plus season when he was with the Cowboys? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
I'll go less than 5% that he beats DeMarco Murray's year. That was incredible. What was the first one?
That Alfred Morris surpasses Ezekiel Elliott on the depth chart.
I'd give that a 30% chance of happening.
Okay.
Because he still hasn't proven a damn thing, and Alfred Morris has played in the league.
Yeah, this is true.
But yeah, he's not. That DeMarco Murray season was. I don't see a rookie running back doing that. And this guy, I like Ezekiel Elliott, but he's not Todd Gurley.
Brooke says Rivers over Breeze, and then laughs. Remember, Phillip Rivers is 3 years younger than Drew Brees. So if you're drafting going forward, how many more years do you think Drew Brees really has where he's effective? I think maybe two.
That's the thing. I would pass on him, but do I pass on – Brady's harder because I think Brady can play three more years.
Brady's shown no signs of slowing.
Well, Manning didn't either, and then it happened.
That's true.
That's the thing.
Well, Manning also had a neck surgery and everything else.
He still came back and set the touchdown pass record after that. I mean, he was fantastic. So, yeah, it's kind of tough. But I would probably, you know, and you'll laugh at this. I might take Cam over Aaron Rodgers if I had to pick that high. For the fact that I know I'll have him for 10 years. And Rodgers is getting up there, too.
But you would take Luck over Cam?
Yeah, I would take Luck first. Reluctantly.
Yeah.
But I think I might take Cam.
I think
Cam.
You should discuss Russell Wilson in that conversation, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he's young, too. Yeah, that's tough. I think with Cam, Wilson, Luck, and even Rodgers, I don't think you could go wrong with one of those four. I'd want to have one of the first four picks if we were playing that game, though.
Yeah, definitely. Because
then you've got every other player you've got major questions about. And even some of those players you've got major questions about. But after those four, boy, age is a real concern. Or
right.
they've not done anything in the league yet. Like, I like Derek Carr's upside.
I do, too, but he's still...
He hasn't done anything.
Yeah, he's not on the level yet where
right.
you can say, oh, okay, I'll take this.
Same with Winston and Mariota. I mean, you can't... That's tough.
3 years from now, they might be guys that we'd be talking about like we're talking about Cam and Luck. But right now... All right. We're going to take a very quick break. We come back. We've got a gem of the day. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Yeah. Give in again, and I'll feel good again. Begging for another beautiful day. ESPN
97.5. Cowboys Seahawks NFL, 9 p.m. Thursday. Presented by Berryman Automotive Products on ESPN 97.5. Berryman Automotive Products, all American made since 1918.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Hustle Town coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. And before we get to the gem of the day, 832 asks, what are the odds that Brock's season as the Texans quarterback resembles that of David Carr behind this awful offensive line? I think you forget just how bad that offensive line was that they started with. That was an expansion team starting from scratch on the offensive line.
Yeah.
The starters that year, Chester Pitts, who was a rookie, and Chester was an okay player. He wouldn't make this team. Domingo Graham.
You don't think Chester Pitts would make this team?
No, I don't.
Oh, I think he'd make the team. No. I don't know if he'd start. He'd make this team, though.
No, I don't think he would. Okay. Nice guy. I like him a lot. They've got better. I mean, because basically, unless you're moving him to guard.
Oh, that's what maybe, I would assume.
But even then, I think you've got guys who are better players there. Steve McKinney was at center, who was a veteran that everybody liked, but his performance wasn't that great. Fred Weary. And Ryan Young, who lasted all of 1 year here. That was your starting offensive line. And when those guys got hurt, it got ridiculous. I don't think the offensive line's awful. I just don't think it's good. And it's not deep. They, especially if Martin, you know, that's a guy you were kind of counting on. Now we don't know how injured he is. So you're going to wind up with a backup at center. I like Allen a lot. He hasn't played much, so you don't have to worry about that until the season starts. I like him a lot. I think he's an upgrade at guard. And, you know, you're hoping you have at least one of Newton and Brown back. If you do, your line's okay. It's not great. It's okay. I think the big question is, this is a year for Suofilo. And if he doesn't, I don't think he's ever going to be great. He's probably never going to be worth where he was picked. But at this stage, he needs to take a step forward and
not be terrible.
At least be an average lineman, and I see flashes from him. I see him do things that you look at and say, wow, that's the guy they drafted. And then I see him get pile-drived, or is it pile-driven, I guess?
I think pile-driven.
Pile-driven. And you wonder what the heck's going on. It's really a consistency thing. So, I don't think they're a total trash heap, especially when you start looking at some of the other lines in the league. I just don't think they're elite either.
They're far from elite.
Yeah, and I think they have the potential to be very good if everybody's healthy, to above average, but I don't think it's the strength of the team. And it's nothing compared to what poor David Carr had to play behind. And it got worse later in his career, believe it or not. From that first group, it got worse. Was that guy? I can't remember the guy's name that started at left tackle for half the season because I don't think he's – was it Seth Wand? Mm. You had one year where Seth Wand and Todd Wade were your starting tackles. Poor guy never had a chance. All right.
Jay Rogers says, what makes you say Drew Brees has shown signs of slowing or degrading? Numbers are still elite. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, they are. I think he's been the sixth highest rated quarterback the last few years. He's still good, but elite numbers, I mean, if he's elite, then that means Andy Dalton and Kirk Cousins are elite. And just watching that team and watching the way they play and his yardage and touchdowns, those numbers will always be high because the offense they run, they throw more than everybody. And they'll always throw more than everybody. But he doesn't.
And they
have
were behind so much last year. There's a lot of inflated numbers in that passing yardage.
He doesn't have the same arm that he used to have. He's just not the same quarterback that he was 3 years ago. And I'm not saying he's trash, but if you're not seeing a decline in that guy, I don't. You're probably looking at the stat sheets and not the games, is what I would say.
All right, let's do this ad hoc jeweler's gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, I think many Blitzers are going to want to go and book their flight for Vienna, Austria right now.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure if you're aware of this. I have not been to Austria, so I do not know. But prostitution is legal there and regulated.
Okay.
Well, Hermann Mueller, who owns a brothel in Austria,
Mueller,
not happy at all about the what he calls unfair taxation in the past decade of over $5 million of his ladies of the evening.
Okay.
So guess what he's offering? Free sex. Effective immediately, it says free entrance, free drinks, free sex.
Dang.
And Hermann said he'll pay the women working for him to make up for the money they would normally get from clients. But they're doing this. So just for him to me, guys, if you're going to protest taxes, this is the way to do it.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'll just give it away for free and I'll pay him myself. I'm wondering if the taxes are hurting him that bad that he can afford to do that. You talk about free drinks and free sex.
Boy.
Well, that's in Vienna, Austria. So,
how much are flights?
I don't know. If you're going anyway, that's probably the best way.
Right.
But I don't think the flights will actually work at this point. It would cost you less to just go someplace and pay for it, I'm sure.
Yeah,
and
probably
do the drinks. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jeweler's Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we still have a bunch of this football stuff that I haven't gotten to. So we'll do that next hour. I also have the other thing that was going to be Gem of the Day.
You had a backup?
I had a backup that was kind of funny. And we also have the 10 biggest mistakes of the NFL offseason.
Okay.
Which I think we'll have some
any
fun
Texans
with.
Mistakes?
Well, you'll just have to tune in next hour and find out, AJ.
All right, guys.
How we work around here.
Listen, lowering energy bills every month is just one of the many, many, many benefits of double pane energy efficient replacement windows from Window World. Double hung windows means the top and bottom tilt for easy cleaning. The vinyl trim means you're never going to have to repaint these windows. They're American-made premium quality, which means the best for less, with a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage. So if you shoot a rock through it with the lawnmower, no problem. They'll come out and they'll take care of it. That warranty is also transferable, so it ups the value of your home. Installation takes about a day for the average home. And every window starts at every window, every price, $189. I don't know what to tell you. It's going to save you money on your electricity bill. It's $189 per window. They can do it in a day. I don't know what you're waiting for. Call Window World today for a free estimate, 713-439-1172. Finance is available if you don't have the cash up front. They do doors. They do siding as well. Just check them out. See what they can do for you. WindowWorldHouston.com, 713-439-1172. WindowWorldHouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
They're gonna run back to me, 'cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. 1, 2, 3, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.